Welcome back, and oh my goodness, we still have a little bit more to do on Get Fundamentals.
Just a little bit, though.
Just a little bit, just a bit. We're going to take a little bit more from the ending of the course on the Fix Your Git session and pull it in so that when we go to this Git Fundamentals Part C, it's not just going to be a 10 or 15 minute. We can bring it out a little bit more. And I think some of the rebasing stuff really does belong here because we're talking merging. We really can do some cool stuff with rebasing. Mm-hmm. I think this is where both Git is frightening and Git is amazing. Mm-hmm. We're going to talk a little bit about rewriting history. And that's slick.
Yes.
I think it's amazing.
Yes.
So let's get to it. Mm-hmm. Come back to the slides. We'll see we're at Git Fundamentals Part C, and we're going to move right on to rebasing. Mm-hmm. This isn't a drug term, nothing like that. This is just simply a way that we can rewrite history. So rebasing. Mm-hmm. It's another way to integrate branches. We're going to go to a common ancestor, get the diffs all the way across, and save those to temporary files and get them all integrated. James, you probably have a much better, more technical, directed acyclic graph method of explaining this.
Not necessarily directed acyclic graph, but essentially what it does is it takes each one of those commits, figures out what happened in each one, right? It actually does the diff, stores those diffs as temporary files, and then applies those diffs onto whichever branch you want. It's basically another way to integrate a topic branch, which we were talking about, onto master, if master has had some other commit by someone else. Rather than merging, we would rebase, take those changes, and just lay them down on top of it. Let's go over and see the example here real quick.
It'd be an example. Mm-hmm. We've got our master branch. We've got some experiment done there on C3, and then we merge it in this way. So we have C3 now sits off to the side, and then it's merged into C5, and C5 has two parents.
Mm-hmm. And note, this is a merge.
This
not
is a
rebase.
Merge. This isn't a rebase. This is just our merge, like you've seen a million times, right?
Yep. This is what
well,
we've
just, seen.
Just
10
a,
times.
A refresher to see what
a
it
refresher.
Looks like.
Now, instead, if we want to rebase, it looks like this. We go to C3, and just like James said, mm-hmm. we package up those changes, look at what it would take to replay that on top of C4 instead of C2, mm-hmm. and stick it on the end of C4 and kind of replay it.
Yep.
It might be some merging, might get some conflicts mm-hmm. in here, but potentially not.
Yep. And one thing to notice right here is the immediate difference is that history looks different. Right?
Yes.
So C3 and C3 prime are actually the exact same commit, right? Essentially, they're the same commit, but we just want the history to look differently. And there's big debates about whether you should merge all the time or rebase all the time, and we're not going to talk about that. Yep. There's pros and cons to each one.
We
right?
will talk a little bit
a
about
little
pros
bit
and
that.
Cons
yeah.
when we
mm-hmm.
get to the next session. Next session.
Yeah.
All right, so that's a rebase. That's what it looks like. So why rebase? In the code, it looks identical.
Yeah.
There's
no difference.
In the end, the snapshot is going to be the same. That end snapshot is always going to be the same, whether you did a rebase or a merge, with the exception that the commit, the actual commit, is going to have two parents.
Yep.
Or do they have two? No, they just have one
it
parent.
It just has
on the
one
other.
Parent. Yep. But
you get this linear history, and some people love linear history.
Yeah.
And especially if you're in a project that might be a kind of a complicated project or one that's open source where a lot of people are going to be reading the code, or an internal one with lots of developers, you may want to clean up your history a little bit and make it look pretty.
Yeah, yeah. So, it's another way to say cleanly apply that patch or that feature or bug fix on top of master.
Exactly.
Right? Rather than merging those changes in.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Less integration work when you go to do the merge. When you lay on your story at the end of master, it's just a fast forward at that point. But in order to do the rebase, you have to do your work
yeah.
there. Right? So.
Yep.
Golden rebase rule, however. Now, here comes the kicker. Never rebase commits that you've already pushed to a public repository. In other words, if I push history up to a public repository and I come back and I say, I'm going to rearrange all that history, somebody else may have pulled from that public repository. I push my mangled history back up, or it might be cleaner looking history, and now they can't commit back in. It's just they pull down, they don't have historical matches. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of merging for a massive pain. It's just painful. Yeah.
For instance, if Steve were to push a commit up and I take a branch based off of that commit, which now basically what does that mean? My next commit is pointing to that commit that he has. If he rebases that commit somewhere else and I do a fetch, my branch is basically pointing to nothing anymore. I mean, it's still pointing to an object, but it's not really part of the history, and we have to do some fixing.
Yeah.
And people aren't really happy about that sort of stuff.
They can be very upset about that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So rebasing is dangerous.
Yeah.
Just giving you a head warning. Here's a potentially interesting rebase. Kind of a complicated one. You've got a couple branches, server and client. Mm-hmm. You're working on the server part of a system. You're working on a client part of a system. They both have an ancestor at C3. Your master might be, moving on beyond that. And we want to grab just the client code before the server code. Mm-hmm. So we call git rebase --- onto master server client. Why do we need to say server in here?
So we say server in here because we don't want to pick up any of the server changes. We only want to apply client onto master. And since client was based off of server, we want to find the common ancestor on server prior to taking the diffs all the way off master. So we put master, server, client so that it finds the first historical ancestor between master, client and server before finding those diffs and replaying them on top of master.
Now I feel like we just went from ultimate basics all the way up to advanced calculus.
Yes.
So we will back it off in the demonstrations.
Yes.
Just want to show you that there's a lot of power to the way you rebase and merge and git. Mm-hmm. Here's another one. Then it's time to get, we want to get the server up potentially. When we want to get server onto master, git checkout master, git merge client. Sorry, that just merges master
up. Yeah,
that's
just the fast forward there.
We could then merge server on, and it would just append those to the end if we did a rebase. There's the rebase of server, which kind of like lays it out. Notice we've got C3 prime, C4 prime. In reality, those numbers are just completely new and different hashes.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah. And notice the cool thing about these bases, this rebasing, is that all the merges are fast forwards. You still have to do the diffs and do the conflicts on the rebase, but when you push it up, the merge is just a straight fast forward.
Your history looks very linear at this point. It's just kind of one straight linear history.
Yep.
Merge server onto master, delete the branches. This is what you get, this linear history. Now, does that mean that those other things never existed? No, they existed. But with a rebase, those historical items have fallen off. They're not part of the tracked history because they have no parents. Mm-hmm. So because they have no parents, no children, they just kind of are gone. The history then looks very, very linear and clean. Don't rebase commits you've pushed to a public repository. Did I say that already?
Yes.
Is it worth saying again?
Remember, don't do it.
Yeah. It's definitely don't do that. Yeah. Let's talk about some rebasing.
Yeah.
I'd like to start on the rebasing, if I may. And the reason I want to start is because I want to come up here and do it in our learn git branching. I'm going to go here and reset this thing and clear. And let's do some basic stuff. Mm-hmm. So we've got, let's go ahead and git checkout -b foo. We're going to get a foo branch out here. Mm-hmm. And git commit. Get a few of those things going. Git checkout master. Get up to master and do a couple git commits here as well. There we've got master. Now, man, I would really like to replay foo on top of master. Mm-hmm. Git checkout foo. Foo's out there.
Yep.
Git rebase master. Boom.
And just like that, we have a linear history rather than the branch and the merge. Right.
Now, again, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
But it's just, this is the history that you get.
Mm-hmm. And one thing you do lose is now we don't have the history of where those commits came from, right? Let's say we had a topic branch that we worked on a feature or a bug fix out here. We lose that. Right, we lose that traceability and where that history come from.
We lost the C1 in this example that you see here. We lost C1. That C2 came off of C1.
Yep.
Now that's now gone. Now those things that are kind of faded out on the left, you actually have those. They haven't gone away. It's just they're just not there. I don't know if I can actually do this in this visualization engine. It's just a summary. But let me try that. Git checkout C2. Voila! So even though it's away, it's still there, and we can actually go and check out that piece clear over there. Now, this is a disconnected head scenario that we talked about earlier. Yep. You don't really want to go here, but you could say, git branch bar, and we could actually create a branch at that place called bar. And notice that once we create a branch, it reconnects us.
Yep.
Because now it's saying, whoa, looks like you have some history here.
Yep.
So at that point, git commit, and we can see some of the other things that might happen. Oops. And still in a detached head state. Never commit against a detached head. Yep. What I really wanted to do was git checkout bar.
Yeah, and then commit. Yep.
Anyway, that's a rebase.
Yep.
Anything more I should show before I turn it over to you to see a rebase in real life?
I don't think so.
Okay. I'm gonna caution everyone out there. You don't get to do rebases in Visual Studio.
Yep.
Rebases are something that must happen from the command line, or a different visualization engine, different Git tool.
Yep.
But Visual Studio doesn't yet support that as of today.
Yep.
Today being whatever today is.
March 11th.
March 11th, thanks. Today being March 11th. As of today, March 11th, 2014.
At least in our time zone.
In our time zone, it doesn't support it yet. Might happen soon, but not yet. All right. So back over to you so you can show us a little bit more.
Yeah. So if we just hop in here, again, we're on our demo. We're back on our demo repository. And I just want to basically create a few commits here. First I want to create a branch, commit against it, and do what Steve did, essentially. It's going to take a little bit longer, so git checkout, -b, new branch, notepad, I'm just going to do foo.txt. Yes, and say, hello world, save it, git add, git commit, -m, add foo.txt, right? And now we have that committed. Now I'm gonna do a couple more edits to it. Oops, I forgot to do tab complete. There we go. Add a second line to it. Close it and do the same thing. Just like that, right? Now, I'm gonna go ahead and say check out the master branch. And what we wanna do here is make the histories diverge a little bit, right? So that we can get into that same sort of state that we were in, where our histories have diverged, but we still wanna get the changes from new branch onto master. So here we say notepad, index.html and say, let's add in another paragraph and say, this is actually the fourth paragraph. Right? Go ahead and save that and close it. And we say git commit -am, right? Because it's just a modified file, add fourth paragraph to index.html. Awesome, so we just did a bunch of work. What does this look like? So if we go ahead and say git k --all, we now have, here's our master branch and our new branch, and they have diverged history. So what we wanna do is we wanna rewind new branch and then wind it back on top of master branch. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna go ahead and copy this repo, right? Because the repository is completely held inside of .git, just so that we don't have to recreate those commits. So that I can show you two types of rebasing. So I'm going to close out of this, and one moment here while I go ahead and copy this. copy, and there we go. Yeah, I'll just call it demo copy. So in this one, I'm gonna just do a pure rebase. So to do so, I'm just gonna say git rebase master, our base branch, and then our topic branch, which is new branch, just like that. And what that'll do is that'll unwind new branch, find the diffs, and then replay those diffs on top of master. Go ahead, do it. First rewinding, applying, and ta-da. Now it automatically checks it in, and if we go ahead and say git k dash dash all, what happened? What does it look like now? So now we can see that new branch was rewound, and rather than the histories diverging, it got replayed right on top of master. And it's a linear history. Now, if we want to merge new branch into master, we go ahead and say git checkout master. And then we say git merge new branch. And just like that, we can see that it's just like it's another fast forward. Git k dash dash all again. And we now have them sitting at the same place. Simple as that. Now, let's say we wanted to compress those two commits on the rebase into one commit. And rather than having two commits being replayed on top of it, we have both of those diffs, but they replay in one commit on top of it, so that we have a full chunk of what we did on that new branch. We have to do something called interactive rebasing, and that's why I copied the repository out. So I'm gonna go ahead and switch to that repository. And here we go, and we say git k dash dash all here, and we can see that we have new branch with two commits, right? So, I'm just gonna exit out. So the command is exactly the same, except we just throw in a dash I. So we say git rebase dash I master, and what do we call it? New branch, just like that. And what happens is it actually brings us in here. Now, by default, it just picks both the commits. It's gonna do exactly what we did during the rebase. But this time we have a bunch of other commands here. We have pick, reword, edit, squash, fix up, execute, right? We're gonna show you squash here, and we're gonna kind of ignore the other ones. But what squash does is we wanna pick one of the commits, most likely just the foo.txt, and we wanna rename this to squash. Oops, let's redo this, squash. And you'll note that it actually highlights things using this editor rather than Notepad. So we have pick that top commit and then squash the other one. What that means is use that commit and then push the other commit into that one to make one commit to rebase on top of the master. So once we're done here, go ahead and exit out. And what it'll do is it'll rebase for us. And after it does the rebase, it'll actually come up and say, what do you want the new commit message to say? And by default, it'll bring in both of the old commit messages, right? Add foo.txt, add second line to foo. If that's good with you, then you can just go ahead and quit, and you're good to go. So once it's done, if we go ahead and say git k dash dash all, we now have almost exactly the same thing, except we now only have one commit rather than two. And if we click that one commit, we see the add new file, as well as we added the second line, and we get both of those comments in here, right? So what we can do with this is we can create these topic branches, work on a feature, version that feature across multiple commits, and then when we're ready, we can rebase it, squash it into one commit, and now we have each commit is one chunk of functionality or one bug fix, right? Something along those lines. Anything to add?
That's pretty awesome. I do. I want to come back to mine because yes. I want to show some of the other stuff that we have. And so if we're looking at my desktop, once again, I'm going to use pKoddle. I love this as a learning tool.
Yeah.
By the way, you see at the very top, I have ? No demo. That's really so that I can go in and just kind of like explain things and use it as a visualization engine.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a whole training setup too.
Yep.
It walks you through things. If you don't put the no demo in, it'll walk you through tutorials on git branching. It's it's kind of fun. So let's do a git branch foo. I'm going to create a foo branch here and then do some git commits. A few of these. I'm going to do them on master this time first. Doesn't really matter. And then git check out foo, and then a couple more commits, git commit. And then I want to replay master onto foo.
Yep.
So let me go back, let's go to git checkout master.
Yep. And a shortcut here, which I was doing but I didn't explain, is doesn't matter where you are, if you just say git rebase and then you say the base.
Yes.
The base branch and then the topic branch. So the topic branch is what you want to replay onto the first branch. Yes.
Okay. So I could have said git rebase foo master.
Yes.
Foo master. That's a good sound to it. So, but in my case, I'm going to say git rebase dash I foo. Boom. And I have an interactive session. One of the other things, and we didn't do this in yours, all you would have had to do is cut and paste to reorder things right in there. So, but the interactive UI lets us do the same thing. We can drag this down and put C2 down here so we get C3 first.
Yep.
So why on earth would you reorder your commits? Well, here's why. You start off and you go in and you edit fun.html, you edit fun.html again, then you go edit index.html to point to fun.html, and then you edit fun.html again. And you're like, ah, what I really wanted to do is let's keep it really clean and do switch the order of the first two. So we're putting the pointer in index.html, we're editing that to point to fun.html, and then the changes in fun. We want it to be a cleaner, better looking thing. Mm-hmm. So we might switch these around. So we're going to do C3 first, then C2, and C4, to be honest, man, that was just a mistake.
Yep.
You know, I put in some code, some text in there that I really don't even want. So I can unpick that one if I like.
Yeah.
And just kind of get rid of it.
Yep.
And at that point, let's confirm it. And oh, just a moment. There we go. So it's confirming it. And it's making that swap over. And you see foo, boink, boink, boink. Master. C3, C2, skipped C4, and went straight to C5.
Yep.
So
easy as that.
Easy as that. And this is how you tighten up and make your history look good when you're laying things on top of other areas. So other ways to do this, and let's not go into too much depth here, but some of the things you might want to do when you're rebasing is clean up your history so that all of, for instance, you may have done work on two different modules. Mm-hmm. You want to split them all out, and you want it to be very clean, like it's no big history stuff. Just here's the one package with one change that includes everything that you need. So you squash everything to one commit, and you rebase it on top.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And then that's all you have.
Yep.
And you can kind of rewrite your history that way so that you just have that one commit. And that one commit can then say things like, this is our change to index, this is our change to the other thing.
Yeah. And there's a question really quick. Is something we didn't demo here was merge conflicts when you're doing a rebase.
Mm-hmm.
So just like a merge, the rebase replays on top of it. And if everything does fine, it'll automatically commit it, right? Same with a merge. If everything goes fine, it'll automatically commit it. If there is a merge conflict, it will first go into a non-committed state, and it will unstage those. It'll be modified files, and you'll still see those same conflicts, which you can either use a tool such as kdiff3, or just go into the file and undo those.
Or Visual Studio.
Yeah, fix those merges yourself.
Yep.
So it's the same. It's exactly the same.
Good. So that's kind of a little bit, and we wanted to kind of break away and do that. Also want to give a big shout out to Andrew Clear, who's also been out answering a lot of good questions here.
Yeah.
There's a lot of folks coming in and answering questions. We really appreciate it. I'm trying to keep my eye out for some of those folks. Thanks, Andrew, for that as well.
Appreciate it.
Yep, definitely. All right. I think we're going to wrap this module up. It's a short one,
really
so we
quick.
Can get into Visual Studio.
Yep.
So we can get back out to some remotes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go ahead and take a break. We'll be back in 10 minutes.